Good evening, everyone. I have a bomb shaila that's bothering me. We're about to go into Shavuos, and we have a chiv of v'samachta b'chagecha. And in the current matziv, where we don't know if we're going to be learning in shul Shavuos night, we don't know if we're going to be in shul, and if we are, there's social distancing. Many of us may not be having our children and our grandchildren, and we don't know if school's going to be opening, camps. Everyone is a little bit uptight. How can we go into Yom Tov and be mekayim the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha? And the emes is, it's not only our own chiyuv to be v'samachta b'chagecha on Yom Tov, but we have to make sure our friends, our neighbors, those that we know are also besimcha. And if a person is ungeyumpelt, ungesetzt, upset, they will be goyim that other people taka won't have the simchas yomtiv that they should be having. Reb Nochem Partsovitz, the Rosh Hashiva and the Mir, the son-in-law of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, was very sick with Yana Machlo, and he always went with a smile on his face. And his Talmidim asked him, how's it Shaykh Rebbe? You're in such pain, you have such Yisurim. And he answered them that he heard from Rabbi Yechiel Mordechai Gordon, the Lomja Rosh Hashiva, that the face of a person is like a Rishus Harabim. And the same way you can't be Mazik in a Rishus Harabim, you can't dig a bar in a Rishus Harabim, you can't go in a Rishus Harabim with a sourpuss face, with a painful face, because you mazik other people. Your face is a Rishus Harabim. Rabbi Avigdor Miller said, I heard it from him a number of times, that if a person wakes up in a bad mood, they should lock themselves in the bedroom, they shouldn't go out. And he said, Simcha is contagious. And he said, a beautiful marshal. There was a store owner who had a number of workers. One guy worked very well. Everything was unpacked properly on its right place. The prices were marked correctly. And there was another person, Beryl, who everything he did was always done incorrectly. The ketchup was where the mayonnaise should be. The tuna fish had the price of the cookies. And one day, business wasn't doing so well. And he had to let the storekeeper, a number of people, go. And this individual, who was so meticulous and so good in his job, was shocked that he got the pink slip. And this other fellow, who did everything wrong, was allowed to stay. And he went into the boss and he said, I understand, I'm let go, I get it, but help me understand. I do everything perfect, why'd you let me go? And you kept the other one, who is always doing things wrong. And he answered, you're right, you do everything perfect, and he doesn't. But when he's around, people love shopping by me. He's besimcha. It's a geshmaka environment, a geshmaka atmosphere in my store. And people like to buy more and they like to speak to him. So even though what he does may not be good, but his simcha gives me so much more atzlocha. Agav, Rabbi Avigdor Miller feared ois that Rosh Hashanah, a way to be zeicha b'din, is to be a happy person, a person people enjoy being around. Because even if chas v'shalom someone should get the pink slip, kaviyochol, they still keep them alive to have the impact on others so that others should do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. The father of the Chabina Rav, the mechaber of the Sefer Koich of Miyakiv, his daughter was 4 years old and started having a rash on her face, and they went doctor to doctor, couldn't figure out what it is. And finally, a doctor told them, it's due to her crying. She's always crying. And the parents couldn't understand. They said, she never cries. And he said, let's call her in. They called her in, and the doctor asked her, do you ever cry? And she said, sure, every night I cry. When I hear my father crying, it makes me sad, and I start to cry. And the Koich of Miyakiv realized that every night he cried Tikkun Chatzos, and the wall of his study shared the wall of her bedroom. They moved her to the other side of the home and the rash went away. If you cry, if you're ungezetzt, if you're complaining, if you're sad, rest assured that is going to be the matzav in your home. And if you're b'simcha, and if you're happy, and if there's a gedr of a samachta b'chagecha, the yontif of Shavuos is coming, we're happy, we're excited, that electricity will be felt throughout your house. And husbands, you have an achrayis to make sure you're besimcha, and the matzav in shtub is besimcha to your wives and to your children, and tire a mamala. All the mothers that are out there know that when they're besimcha, the shtub is besimcha, and they have to make sure we're going into a yontif of the samachta b'chagecha. And more than that, now that we're in a matzav of a magefa, the derech ha-toira is to fight it with simcha. Not like Governor Murphy said flags should fly half staff. We're being mitzayer. Chas v'shalom, the derech ha-toira is hepech. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in Igaris and Seminai and Aleph, and I'm going to read to you his Loshin. These are the Eitzes and Anhogis Lasso is in a matzav of Magefa. Sheloi lidoi, don't worry, ulaharche kol mine atzvus. And to stay away from atzvus, to stay away from being sad. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes the same in his Igeris during an Avodah that he was speaking about during a matziv of a magefa. And he said, the Avodah b'shas ha-magefa hu liyois b'simcha. And Rabbi Yamin Eisenberger, that we all know from Borough Park, the Groisa Tzadik, he paid for trucks to go around playing music before Pesach. If you remember, they went around in Lakewood, they went around in Borough Park, these flatbed trucks playing music in the height of the Magefa when people were dying and the matziv seemed so bitter. He said, we have to be besimcha, and he went and paid that there should be music to put us in the right frame of mind during the Magefa. That's the way Klal Yisrael fights a Magefa. And more than that, the Chosid Yaivitz writes in his Sefer Chazdei Hashem, during the Geirus Sfard, when we had the Inquisition and things were so difficult, he says, I saw many people that were soiva li'isurim, and they were toila al Hashem alekechem, but ach loy b'ponim iros, not with lichtig uponim, not with a smile. And he says over v'omer achochom, ha soiva l'agolus miskatzev, if somebody soiva li'isurim, but they have a harsh face, they're sad, they're angry, kimat avdoi scharoi, kimat, you lose your schar. Imagine, we're going to come to Shemayim, and we're going to say, where's our schar? We were in a matziv of a magefa, COVID-19, I was in my house, I probably have yud schar. Rachmona litzlan, the Eibush is going to say, but you didn't accept it with a smile. You were bitter, you were complaining, you were sad. Kimat avdoi scharoi, it could be, we'll lose the schar and we won't find it. And the Chovis HaVovis HaRishon writes the same thing in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, in the 27th Cheshbon. He says, when a person sees Ra coming on Gufo Yimamoyna, it's difficult. The aim is Sabo B'mashem Uchachlo, he doesn't accept it. B'simcha, it could be Ein L'baylim Schar Olav V'loy Mechilaboy, he won't get schar for it. So I know we're all saying, okay, it sounds great, but Lemaisa, it's hard. How do we do it? I want to share with you a story that happened with the Alta Skelena Rebbe, the father of the one that was just Nifter in Romania. He used to hide boys in his basement that they shouldn't get drafted into the army. Somebody was massacred on him, and he was thrown into jail without his talis, without his tefillin, without his farm, without his Siddur, and he was getting down, and he said, I'm going to daven every word with kavona, and I'm not going to go vaitin davening until I understand the words that I'm saying. And he came up to the words in Baruch Shoma, Baruch Goizer Umakayim, Geben Shiz Eivishtu, who makes Gezerois Rois, Goizer we know is Gezerois Rois, Umakayim, and the Eivishtu is Makayim those Gezerois Rois. And he said, what's the pshat? We're benching the Eibishter, that the Eibishter makes bad gezeris and he's mekayim them. And he said over the words again and again and again until he finally understood pshat. Baruch goizer, gebenched is the Eibishter who's goizer. Taka makes gezeris royis. We're going through COVID-19. People are being nifter. Other gezeiros rois. Mekayim, and the Eibishter is mekayim the mensch. He gives us the chizuk, the simcha, whatever it is that we need to be able to withstand the gezeira. B'simcha. So we have to realize each one of us have these koiches of baruch goyzer. Eibishter is making a gezeira. But mekayim, he gives us the koyach to be b'simcha and to live through the gezeira ra. And the way we can get b'simcha, I want to share with you three mahalchim. Number one is that we want to say over a story that each and every one of us can realize and recognize. Reb Levi Yitzchak Berditchev came home from yeshiva and his home was burning down. Everything he had was in there, his sfarim, his ksavim, his furniture, whatever he had, it was all in the house and it was burning down. And suddenly Reb Levi Yitzchak started dancing to the bracha of Shelo Yosani Goy, Boruchat Hashem, Shelo Yosani Goy, Shelo Yosani Goy. And they couldn't understand. And they asked him, what's the pshat? And he said, imagine if I'd be a goy, I would have nothing. My house is burning down. My everything. My nechosim. I'm garnished. I have nothing. I'd be a broken, bitter person. But I'm a yid, and I have. Ato v'chartonu mikol ha'amim. We're gonna say on Shavuos. Oh, hafto isanu. The Eibishter loved us. V'rotzisa banu. V'roimam tonu mikol ha'amim. Hatib Levi Yitzchak is up. I'm a yid. I have everything. We have to realize we're the chosen nation. We're in Am Segula Mikol Amim, Kili Kol Oretz. Eibishter has everything, and yet he chose Klal Yisrael as his treasure. We're so lucky. We are the chosen nation, and this is what could give us simcha. And now when we can't go eat out in a restaurant to get simcha, we can't go on vacation, all those fake imaginary simchas that used to keep us busy and we thought made us happy, we don't have them. What do we have? Shaloya Sami Goy. We're a Yid. We're getting the Torah. We're the chosen nation. We're the Am Segula. Rav Shach spoke at Yarche Kala, and he said over there was a Yid in Auschwitz, standing together with all the other Yidin, naked, about to be thrown into the gas chambers. They knew they're dying a matter of literally minutes. Suddenly one Yid tells another Yid, you know, today Simchas Torah. Lomer tanzen zusammen, let's dance together. And another Yid says, but we don't have a Torah to dance with. And he said, but we have the Eibishter. Let's dance together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they all started dancing together and had that simcha that we are with the Eibishter. We're the nation Hashem chose. And Rav Shach said to those listening, I don't know what you're thinking, but what I'm thinking is I would give up my whole Olam Hazeh to have that simcha that they felt at that moment. And that's the simcha that's miyuchid to the yontif of Shavuos. The Gemara says, in Psachim Samachesam at Beizam, Rebbe Lezah, HaKol, Moedim, Ba'atzeres, to be in on Lechem, everybody agrees on Shavuos, you need Lechem. Go out and buy good meat, have a good wine, enjoy it. L'chayr fakert, we got the Torah. You would think we shouldn't have Gashmias. We should only have Ruchmias. And Rashi says, Lahara is to show, Shenoyachu mekubel yom zeli Yisrael sheboi nitna Torah. We love this day that we got the Torah because we recognize how that Torah makes us so special and beautiful. The other Eitzah to get Simcha is, don't think about the future. Don't worry about tomorrow. Imagine if I would tell you all, the day after Shavuos, we're back to school, back to work, camps are opening, stores are opening, everything is back to normal. Oh, would we have a geshmak of Shavuos? It's all over. Why are you worrying on Shavuos? What's going to be after Shavuos? You're alive, you're healthy, you're well, you're with your family. Look at the moment that you're living in. Rebbe Yashiv was so sick when he was young. He barely had koiches to get up and walk around, yet he didn't stop learning. And someone asked him, how do you have the koich? And he said, because I look at every minute. Right now I have the koich to learn. I don't worry about what's going to be in the next minute. And the third eitzah is the attitude. Rav Don Segel says over from the Chazon Ish, that pain HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geyser, but suffering that we bring on ourselves. You might have a painful matziv. Who says you have to suffer? Accept it. It's from the Eibishter. I heard a nusach from an Adam Gadol. He said, "Asoyne achi Gadol sheyesh loy laAdam hu atzmoy." The biggest soyne that a person has is him himself. And we have to realize that we ourselves, by having a negative attitude, are hurting ourselves. I heard from the Chofetz Chaim a beautiful word. He said, you go into a wedding hall, lit up, gorgeous, but you're wearing sunglasses. It's all going to look dark and dreary. It's up to us. Take off the sunglasses. Enjoy what you have. And that'll help us to be besimcha. I want to go over the yesoides that we discussed and end with one last thought and a beautiful story. V'samachta b'chagecha. We can all be besimcha this Shavuos, and it's a chiyuv on each and every one of us. Not only for ourselves, but for the people around us. Like what Nachum Partsavit said, that a person's face is like a Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to be mazik in Rishus HaRabim. And as Rabbi Avigdor Miller said, if you're in a bad mood, lock yourself in your room. Remember the man in the store who did a horrible job, but he was besimcha, which is contagious. He didn't get the pink slip. And with our families, if we're besimcha, they'll be besimcha. And if chas v'shalom, we're upset. And like the Rimla Verov, the Koich of Miyakov, who cried, his children cried, his daughter cried along. Doing a magid for the Mahalach is to be besimcha, not like the goyim that fly a flag at half staff. We, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, have the chiyuv shaloi lidoy glahachi kol minei atzvus, not to worry and to not have any sadness. And as Rabbi Yisrael Salanta wrote as well, ho avoida bizman hamageifa hu hasimcha. And remember those trucks driving around. Rabbi Yamin Eisenberger said, at the height of the COVID-19, we have to play music because we have to be besimcha. And chas v'shalom fakert, the Chassid Yavid said that if a person is not soivel, the golos, besimcha, kimat avdo ischara, you can lose this, chas v'shalom, the schar. And if it's hard, remember the words. And when you say Baruch Sha'omar, think to yourself, Baruch Goizu Mekayim, the Altus Kalena Rebbe said, we each have the koich in us to withstand the gzeira ra, besimcha. And remember how the Hamas, Heiliger, Vidichivarov, sang and danced as his house burnt down, because Ato Vichartonu, Ahavto Isonu, Ratzisa Bonu, Viroimam Tonu, we are the Amskula. Remind yourself, that's the biggest simcha. Now, when we're not a goy, where we don't have the restaurant to give us simcha, where we don't have the hotel to give us simcha, where we don't have the vacation, and where we nebuch, many of us know people that were nifter, but we're a yid, so we go on besimcha. And think about the moment. Don't think about the future. And lastly, remember, take off your sunglasses. It's up to you, like Reb Don Segel said, b'shem b'chazen ish, to not suffer. The pain may be there, but suffering is dependent on us. Reb Avigdor Miller said, one should always focus on the good. Look at your family that's around the table. Look at what you have. And I want to share with you an amazing story that I heard from Reb Malkiel Kotler, who told me that he was once in a camp and he was speaking to the boys, and there was a very wealthy man who had come to partake in that maimed. And he spoke to the campers about the importance of giving tzedakah. And when he concluded, he took a number of questions. And a young camper, a young boy, asked the following, and I quote, the way Reb Malkiel told it to me, does it make you happy that you are a rich man? And Reb Malkiel told me, of course, a number of the counselors were embarrassed at the azus of this boy. He himself felt like he didn't know where to go. But the Gevir answered, there are quite a few things that I can do because I have money. And those things certainly give me pleasure, but they don't bring me happiness. Two things bring me happiness. The first is I have the opportunity to learn Torah every day for an hour with a very great Talmud Chacham. And if I can't be there in person, we learn on the phone. And the second thing that brings me happiness is on Friday night and Yom Tovim, when my children are sitting around the Shabbos table and the Yontif table and are singing Zemiris and say over Divrei Torah, that brings me happiness. Pleasure is secondary to happiness. Let's realize we're able to, and let's Yirtzeh Hashem be mekayim this Shavuos and set the stage in our house as we're going into the Shloshes Yimei Agbola, that we're going to be mekabel the Torah b'simcha, and Yirtzeh Hashem be zeicha to the geula shleima b'karev.